Our podcast theme this week is The Good Fight. Key verse, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Little boys love warfare. Or at least that's what reflects my childhood and my friends. I spent countless afternoons and Saturdays racing through bushland, hunting down and killing my friends, sometimes with swords, sometimes with plastic guns or flower bombs. My brothers and I would get in our sandpit and build walls and trenches, stick our soldiers on them and try and kill each other's armies with marbles. At the beach, we'd do it with tennis balls and thongs. I grew out of it all until Nerf guns came along, which added a whole different element. Well, I want to put a different perspective on it now from the fun of little boys. War isn't fun, is it? We see war as ugly, and so it is. Throughout history, no war has been fought without terror or cruelty or death and the loss of dearly loved. War brings out the ugliest side of people. The 20th century capped it off, more killed in that century than all the previous ones combined. The New Testament condemns the spirit of war. James chapter 4, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. Paul, in particular, in the New Testament, uses the language of war, but he uses it to convey the nature of Christian living. It's a powerful image, and no image could be more appropriate, because if earthly warfare is about courage, loyalty, suffering, endurance, strength, weapons, knowledge of a terrible enemy, awesome leadership, the high stakes of life or death, well, that's exactly what spiritual warfare is about. Christian living is war. It is warring against the ways of the world, against evil desires, against our old nature, against spiritual powers, against Satan. And there are weapons. Think of the armor of God in Ephesians 6. There is a leader, there are strategies, and there is a cost. And we can go further. Earthly warfare is not the real warfare. It is but a faint, ugly reflection of the real thing. You think of all the wars that rage around the world at any one time. They decide lands, power, and for some, life or death. They involve some people, but usually not that many out of the 7 billion that live on this earth. The spiritual war, the real war, involves every human being. It involves eternity, heaven, and hell. It is more deadly, partly because of the stakes, but also because it is unseen. And so we are not as aware about it as we should be. Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. There is a spiritual realm to this world, and while you can't see it, it's there. God is for real. So is the devil, and we are all in this spiritual battle on one side or the other. Which side are you on? More to come in our next podcast.